You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, as we discussed on the programme last week, a record number of submissions in the public have been made to the government in relation to the consultation on how to exempt students from studying Irish in schools. At that stage, there were over 2,100 responses submitted to an online survey. The deadline for you to get involved has been extended. But the fact that there has been such a huge response to this survey has got us talking here in the office about the number of exemptions that are given to students so they don't have to study Irish at all. And we said we'd return to it for that reason. I'm joined in studio this morning by Donal Hanafin. He's Príomhvéide in Gaelscoil Mhichíl Coisiog here in Ennis, and he is also part of an Corla Educa Scoilteachta agus Gaelscoileachta. Donal, do you get your margin agus the fault road?
Good meeting, Margaret.
And thank you very much for joining us on the programme this morning. There are an awful lot of students, not necessarily at primary level where you're teaching, but at second level, there are a surprising number of students, 10% plus nearly, for the senior cycle that aren't studying Irish. Why?
Well, I'd say there's a range of reasons for that, actually. We have to look at the exemption model that we have in this country and why we have it and where it came from. Mm. And that's why this consultation period is really, really important for people to have their say and to say what they think is working or is not working as regards the exemption from the study of Irish.
It sounds like it's needed, by the way.
Well, it is needed because all of these things need to be reviewed after a period, and this has been there for almost 20 years and it's definitely beyond due date for review. Okay. In actual fact, we've been calling in for the last 15 years for a review because we weren't happy with the original one because we felt at the time that it was actually open to being in many respects utilised for people's own purposes and own gains. And
you don't want to say the word abused,
yes,
but I'll say
yes,
it for you.
Possibly something like that. And thankfully, the review is ongoing at the moment. So we have an extra week, and the public have an extra week to contribute to the review, and they can do an online survey, or they can actually just email in and let their views be known. One of the reasons for the high numbers is obviously the Ireland we live in today. And as you know, one of the main parts of the exemption is that children who are coming to Ireland, who are over 11 years of age in the old circular, may apply for an exemption from the study of Irish. And obviously that has been happening quite a lot. And any child...
that's understandable, I would have thought.
Absolutely. And any child then who had spent more than 3 years of their primary schooling abroad, so parents that emigrated and who came back to school, who came back to the country with their children, and they had missed over 3 years of their primary education in Ireland, are also able to apply for an exemption. But I think maybe where the high level of exemptions that people refer to when it hits the media like this comes from... children who have special educational needs or children who have psychological reports that say they've got special educational needs and therefore require an exemption from the study
of
Irish.
The circulars, as I understand it, they talk about children being exempt from Gaeilge if they have a serious intellectual impairment, a specific learning disability such as dyslexia, or a general learning disability due to a serious sensory impairment. Are you suggesting that there are reports being done up for students to say that they have an issue, whereas in fact they're just trying to get away from studying the Janga?
Oh, well, that's well known, anecdotally. I mean, many second level schools offer the exemption form at the gate when children apply for a place in the school and receive a place in the school. It's almost part of the welcome pack.
Really?
And yes, it's a well known phenomenon in certain affluent areas that children manage to get exemptions from the study of Irish while continuing to study European languages. So it's not an exemption from second language study, it's an exemption from the study of Irish
in
many cases.
And why would the schools do that? Well, I can understand, even though you wouldn't agree with it, why a family may wish to do it or a student may not want to do it, but why would a school facilitate that?
Because from a practical viewpoint, if a child has a learning need or not a great desire to study Irish and they wish to become exempt from the study of Irish and have some evidence to support that, and if they qualify for extra help from a resource point of view or from a learning support point of view, well then all of a sudden the five slots or four slots for Gaeilge that they have timetabled that week are available for resource or learning support timetabling.
Okay, it's actually
much easier and much more flexible to give support to the student because they can take their Irish language timetable slots out of the week and say, well, we can timetable in extra support during those times. That's one very practical thing that happens in many, many schools.
And I know that there's a report on the Department of Education's website, which is in tandem with this consultation. They've examined the level of exemptions. They find that it is 9.2% of students at post-primary level who have an exemption to not study Irish. That's a figure for 2016, but even more students, nearly 15%, didn't take Irish in the junior certificate that year. So that speaks to what you're talking about, that they're being let off with the exam.
Well, the fact of the matter is that at primary level, less than 1%, which is incredible.
Yes, yeah.
Less than 1% of students at primary level have an exemption from Irish.
So something is happening at second level.
Well, something is happening at second level. And we have an integrated language curriculum at primary level where Gaeilge and Béarla are taught as part of an integrated language programme. And less than 1% of children at primary level get exemptions, which is obviously a lot less than the percentage of children with special needs, etc. So I would argue very strongly that children with any sort of learning difficulties or special needs are just as entitled to the opportunity to learn Irish as any other child at their level.
And it seems that in many cases they don't want that opportunity.
Well, the wonderful thing about the curriculum now right up to junior certificate level is that the child is allowed move and the pupil is allowed move at their own pace as part of that integrated curriculum. And in fact, up to junior certificate, we have two different curricula, one for Irish medium and Gaeltacht schools and one for English medium schools to junior cycle level. So a Tia Hain or a Tia Dó L1 and L2 curriculum. So obviously the L1, the Gaeltacht, Gaelscoil, the one is much more challenging and demanding. And we still have to see what's going to happen at senior cycle level. But there is a senior cycle review also ongoing, which is going to be really interesting, and I would urge people to have their say.
What would you like to come out of that?
Well, I think we value education in this country. We've been known to have a high quality of education in the country for a long, long time. As regards Gaeilge, we have never had as many people who are literate as Gaeilge. In the history of the state, in the history of the country, we have more people now who are able to read and write Irish than ever before. Okay, so people talk about the education system and the failures here and the failures there, and it's right to review and to, at all times. Mm. So what I would like to come out of it is I would like to see a strong debate about what makes us unique, our Irish education system. What's important to us as a nation, as a country? Is our language, our music, our games, our heritage, or are all of these things still valid in this world of artificial intelligence that we're all going headlong into in the next 20 years? And considering that the children, attending the NEANRA now will be, finishing college in 2040 or 2043. Okay, so that's a long way down, and imagine the changes that are going to happen down the road. So I would like us not to become overly focused, as has happened across the water, doing one or two or three A levels. I value the broad education that we have, but I think we should be able to be to offer children from an Irish language perspective a course that is attractive and that is at their level. Okay. Something like the modern languages.
And I take it, and you can just answer this in one word, I take it as a man who's passionate about Irish, that Irish, the Irish language should be at the heart of that. Should it remain compulsory?
Well, Irish is compulsory. English and mathematics are mandatory. I think, you know, these are skills
that should
are really, really important in my view, yes.
But as part of that senior cycle review, and particularly in the context of the figures we've talked about, where there seems to be a situation, as you have outlined, that schools are facilitating a certain cohort of students in not studying Irish, and an appetite amongst those students and their families to say, OK, we'll go along with that, will questions not be asked as to whether Irish should remain a compulsory subject or a mandatory subject at senior cycle level for the Leaving Cert?
Well, I think those questions will be asked. And if we look at mathematics, for example, we have applied maths and we have maths for Leaving Cert level. I think we possibly should look at the possibility of having two subjects, Gaeilge, as in the Gaeilge that we all know, with its literary and its prose and its poetry, etc., and possibly Gaeilge Light or Irish, you know, which is more about the communication and the language, much more aligned to the modern languages program. There is no comparison as we speak. People say, "Oh, my child, you know, is not great at Irish, but they're excellent at French." The French program that children sit for the leaving cycle, for the leaving certificate, for the senior cycle, bears no comparison to the Irish language one, because the Irish one is much more closely aligned to English, which is the mother tongue of most of the students, and the new modern languages program are way down the ladder as regards, you know, the difficulty.
Yeah, you're not doing the same level.
We're not comparing apples. We're comparing apples and oranges here. The Gaeilge is much more challenging.
But are you in effect advocating for Irish to be taught as a foreign language?
No, I'm effectively advocating for choice, that we would have possibility of having a choice with Gaeilge as we currently have it with prose, agus filiacht, agus litriacht, agus beidr starna tangan, and even maybe delving into the language in a much more overall manner than we are doing at the moment.
But on that Gaeilge
Light side. However, the Gaeilge Cumarsáideach, which is what's happening at primary schools. At primary schools, it is about the spoken word. It is about communication. And it is like that up to junior cycle also. But the senior cycle nut has got to be cracked. And I think the big nut that needs to be cracked here is how do we allocate CAO points in that regard. When we had a challenge with mathematics a number of years ago, we had only 8,000 students of about 60,000 sitting senior cycle honours mathematics every year. And then we decided, oh, we better do something about it. We offer 25 extra points. We now have over 16,000 students and rising sitting higher level mathematics in the leaving certificate. So there are creative ways that we can look at the system and say, how can this system best suit the children while maintaining the integrity of the system, while maintaining the unique broad nature that the leaving cert offers, and also having Gaeilge Beir Le Mata at the heart of the curriculum.
Would love to know people at home think about your suggestion of Gaeilge Light or whatever it may be. I'd love them to get in touch 086 1800 964. From your point of view, you'd love them to get in touch with the department, and if people are passionate like you, that they have their say.
This is an opportunity for consultation on the exemption, an opportunity for consultation on the senior cycle. What would we like our leaving cert? How do we envisage our education system developing over the next 15, 20 or 30 years? Have your say. Now is the time.
Donal Hanafen from COG, as you're telling me it's called, an Quarla on Educate Squealtata August Squealtata Garamina Magat.
Garamina Fein.
Shlonath.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.